These are the security stories from Daily Tech Headlines for the week ending July 30th, 2021. Google published a timeline for the rollout of its privacy sandbox initiatives, including its third-party cookie replacement, Flock. Currently, only the Spam and Fraud Prevention Trust Token API is in testing, scheduled to be released for adoption in Q1 2022. Flock and other digital ad APIs are scheduled to begin testing in Q4 2021, with a Stage 1 transition period set to begin in Q4 2022. Google Drive now allows users to block other accounts from sharing files with them, designed to prevent potential harassment and spam, and also prevents accounts from accessing any files you've shared with blocked accounts in the past. Plus, it removes any of their past files from your drive. Apple has patched a zero-day impacting I/O mobile frame buffer for iOS, iPadOS, and macOS. The company says this vulnerability has been exploited in the wild, but did not elaborate further. Instagram has introduced added protections for teenage users, including defaulting younger accounts as private, restricting targeting options for advertisers, and improved detection and blocking of adult accounts attempting to direct message young users. The company has also invested in automated tools to determine whether someone is under 18 without requiring ID to be submitted. The changes bring Facebook into compliance with the UK's new age-appropriate design code, requiring platforms to default accounts for users under 18 to strictest privacy settings. Microsoft Teams has incorporated safe links from Microsoft Defender for Office 365, scanning URLs at the time of click to ensure the destination is legitimate and trusted to protect from phishing and other attacks. Clicking malicious links will direct users to a safe links block page instead. Security researchers Alejandro Caceres and Jason Hopper plan to re-release an upgraded version of PunkSpider at DEF CON, a search engine which constantly crawls the web and automatically publishes hackable vulnerabilities in websites, as well as a Chrome plugin to scan visited sites. Both were ranked sites on a scale of 1 to 5 dumpster fires. PunkSpider originally launched in 2013, before lapsing due to lack of funding around 2015. Google released a new bug hunting program at bughunters.google.com, providing a single front end for its various vulnerability rewards programs across Google, Android, Chrome, and Play. The platform will include gamification features, competitions, per-country leaderboards, and educational resources. Amazon disclosed in regulatory filings that the Luxembourg data watchdog CNPD fined it 746 million euros, that's about 886 million US dollars, for GDPR violations related to the processing of personal data. In the filing, Amazon said the decision is without merit and that there has been no data breach and no customer data has been exposed to any third party. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.